technology level.
Stop the beat.
Okay, just after 5 past 1 on a Sunday morning, Monday morning, what am I doing here, eh? There I was at home watching the telly. An old tailor knocked at my door as well. I was ready to give him my possessions, I tell you. Have him, mate, take him away. Anyway, we're supposed to be doing a chat show between now and 2 o'clock. So I'm just going to get my thinking cap on and I'll tell you what I've come up with after this record, okay? Thanks to PLT for the past couple of hours. Excellent show there. If you can actually think of anything that you'd like me to talk about on the chat show tonight, 0836 793 394. All ideas are welcome, really, they are. There's actually some singing in this record as well. I think it's coming in a minute, so listen out for it. There's not too much of it. Exile FM for a Monday morning. Logan with you until 3 o'clock this morning. Supposed to be doing a chat show between now and 2 o'clock. Maybe 3 as well. I'm thinking of a few subjects at the moment. I think we've sorted one out anyway, haven't we, guys? We've got to keep it clean as well. No swearing. And it's not sex. Okay, definitely not sex. It's alright, I didn't know I was doing the show until a couple of hours ago, so I haven't actually thought of anything to talk about. Totally disorganised as usual. But you'd rather have us here for an extra 2 hours than go off early, wouldn't you, really? Yeah, I thought so. This is Sunscreen on X, I'll love you more. And actually, I'll just tell you, we've got in the studio as well. We've got Wayne Taylor. He's looking, I don't know what he's looking like, I can't think of it myself. We've got Mark, we got Osmosis, we got Mandy Tung, or is it Andy Young? I don't know, one of the two. We've got Scott Davis. He's always eating with that tongue of his. Have you noticed? Good God. He's going to come back as a dustbin in his next life, I tell you. Definitely. Preferably a pedal bin as well, eh? A lot easier, yeah. Don't forget, if you you want to talk about anything at all on the chat show tonight between now and 2 o'clock, 0836 793 394, all ideas are really, really welcome, they are. I could just play music for you between now and 3, but I'm not gonna. Once again, kicking off the show tonight, that is Sunscreen, and it's called Love You More. And actually, we've got a studio posse, so let me just pull the microphone down. Can we have a yo from all the studio posse, please? Yo! And you're all looking a little tired tonight as well. But I can't actually think of a serious subject to talk about, so what I want to chat about is basically anything at all, really, between now and 2 o'clock. We're going to have a little chat with the studio posse. If you'd like to ring up and join in, you're quite welcome to, but if not, we'll just base it on these guys here. And Wayne Taylor, look, I can't look at you. No, can't you... Yeah, that's better. I can't see him now. Anyway, what I want to talk about first of all is Pet 8. Okay, is that? Can I get? All I want to. I'm going to actually pass the mic around the studio, and I'm going to find out from each and every DJ that's here as well. I think we'll start with that guy over there in a moment. And I'm going to find out what you actually hate most about somebody, or the thing that really gets on your nerves the most. Okay, so if we go over to line 37 and a half, we should have PLT, and he's half there, I think. So hold on a bit.
2-2-1-2-1-2,
am
I there?
Hello there.
Am I there?
You've got the robo too.
Hello, Geezer. All right, Geezer.
All right, mate, how are you?
All right.
That's what's up.
All right, there.
All right, then. Listen, seriously now, let me just take this tune off. Right, well, what I want to know of you, Mr. PL, if I can just turn you away as well, because I can't really, so not as I want to see you, but like I'll have a look anyway, like, you know, just for good measure.
It's nice, isn't it?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was going to say, what do you hate the most about somebody, or what really gets on your nerves the most?
What gets on my nerves the most? Yeah, it's when someone comes up to me and says, at a discount, says, play something good. They come up to you and like you're playing, there's no one dancing, they say play something good.
Yeah.
Now I mean, I'm not psychic, I mean what the hell do they mean? They might like Shaking Stevens, or they might like Metallica or something like that. I'm not psychic, am I? I don't know. When you book a mobile disco, right, the DJ's trying to do his best, don't ask him to play something good, alright? That's my pet hate. And my second pet hate is Wayne Taylor, and that's it, I've finished.
Oh, I think we've started something now. Can we pass the mic to Wayne Taylor?
Thank you.
You're next.
Response?
Can we have response from Wayne Taylor about PA's little comment, please? Hold on, I'll turn the mic this way now. It's totally disorganised between now and two, so just bear with me, okay? We're talking about your pet hate. We've just had PLT, and he says that he thinks Wayne Taylor's terrible. What can I say to that, mate? Your false teeth are playing you tonight, aren't they, mate? You should put them in properly before you come out. It helps. Eat that biscuit then. Get it down, yeah. Hold on, he's consuming. So he looks like something. I don't know. He looks like a creature eating. Okay.
What?
I think Andy Young's been nominated to go next. He sort of had the mic through to his face. Oh, I'll pick that up anyway. Listen, right, what's your pet hate?
My pet hate?
What do you hate the most?
I haven't got one yet.
You're telling me that there's nothing that you cannot stand. There's nothing that really gets up your nostrils.
Hang on. Well, last week, right,
yeah.
We're talking about DJing and things like that.
Yeah.
And you know you're doing a show, right?
Yeah.
And you're playing some really good stuff,
yeah.
A certain style.
Yeah.
Someone rings you up,
yeah.
And they say play something totally different.
Yeah, oh,
and, nah.
Like you're playing right. You're playing soul, aren't you?
That's
for
incredible.
2 hours.
This is what happens when you're a poet. Just like to say, Andy Young's just said exactly what I'd planned to say. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, then. Incredible. We'll both of you together. How about that, then, eh? Both of you grab the mic together.
People.
We hate people.
We don't like people.
People.
And say, play some soul when you're playing rave.
You're playing rave. Because it's really, I can't understand people like that. They're sitting there, you say to them plainly and clearly,
you want to stick to mashed bananas.
I'm playing rave for the next 2 hours, and they phone up, look at Taylor's face. So that's your pet hates, the both of you. So that's what you ate the most. Is there anything else you ate? There's got to be something.
There are other things, but that was one that just came off the top of my head.
So, that's recently, isn't it? Like, I know you've been doing radio a couple of years. That's what gets on your nerves. But there's got to be something other than radio in normal, everyday Andy Young life.
I don't know. I'm so placid and on,
I know what you are, yeah.
And I just like eating.
I've noticed you like eating a lot.
A simple life.
Actually, we went to the garage a little earlier on the way down to the studio, and Andy Young got out of the car, and he ran up to the garage. Like, the guy in the garage saw Andy Young running up, and he ran across and put all the locks on the door. He looks a bit of a villain from a distance, doesn't he? And he actually bought, I don't know what he bought from the garage, but...
Two
pork pies. That's what I ate, pork pies. Can't stand pork pies. They're disgusting. As I was saying to you a little earlier on, I'll tell you what I ate the most.
Buses. On the bus.
Yeah, I was talking about the buses. I don't know whether you've ever noticed, is anybody listening out there, but I know you're mostly all car drivers, really, aren't you? But what I've noticed is when I'm on a bus and I'm sitting there, especially on a Saturday or a busy day of the week, like a Friday or a Saturday, you're sitting there on the bus and you're on a seat on your own and you're sat there with your legs sprawled open and like the bus starts to fill up and everybody starts sitting next to somebody. How come that I'm the only one left with nobody sitting next to me? I'll move my knees up the corner especially as well because I'm a pretty tall person and I can't fit my knees behind the chair, but I always move up the corner and there's never anybody sits next to me and I'm the only person on the bus on my own and I keep thinking people are looking at me thinking, yeah, look at him, it's a bit of a dodgy thing that one. Like, so I like to what are you doing? Anyway, that's one of my pet hates. Can we have a little word with Osmosis, see what really gets up his nose, eh?
This mic, if I should be fine. Never mind.
Because of your face, actually, mate. No, I don't know.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
Nice and bright and red and, you know.
Can't think of anything. I've Taylor for a minute.
Okay, then. That's a good enough.
Why me?
Well, that's it. Have you finished your food, Taylor?
No.
Don't keep them glasses on. I think they look...
Okay.
Yeah, they match his shoes. Have you got shoes on tonight? Are they still
here? What I hate is slippers.
Slippers. I hate them bloody slippers as well. I've seen you in them every...
I've had them for 6 months,
yeah,
I know.
Actually, can we... What sort of... Have you got a pair of shoes at home?
Yeah.
What sort are they?
They're black.
I bet they're those Womble ones, aren't they? You know, those ones with the funny little brogue pattern on the front and the big laces. Are they those?
No.
They're not.
They are, like, classed more as, like, winkle pickers. Teddy bears, you know.
Those new romantic shoes with the big
buttons
on.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, you got it. Anyway, we was talking about your pet ace. What do you hate the most? You can say about somebody, but I'd prefer you to say something that really gets up your nose.
I haven't really thought of anything yet.
You haven't thought? You should have. There's got to be something that you really disgustingly hate.
Really, really hate. I mean, I hate, going shopping and then, I sort of, the woman in front of you, always buys loads and loads of stuff. Right? And they always, near enough, always look for the credit cards, and then, they haven't got them, through the checkbook, and they haven't got them, and you may, just, leaning on the trolley.
Does this mean you do the family shopping for the Taylor household, does it?
No.
No.
Never done it in my life.
So how do you know about all this then? That was just made up, wasn't it? You saw that on the telly.
Yeah, that's it.
You've got to have something that really
No.
Nothing.
I can't think of anything anyway. I have Mark a minute.
Okay, then. Well, that's it then. He's come prepared. It's Logan until 3 o'clock this morning. We're talking about pet hates, and that's the start anyway. We're going to talk about other things between now and 2, because basically I haven't thought of a subject to talk about, so we'll just have a little chat, find out a bit more about people, you know. And Mark's on there next. Come on,
hello.
Mark. Hello, mate. What do you hate the most?
Hello.
What's your pet hate, Mark?
Well, my real pet hate is DJs who start talking at the start of a record and right at the end of it, and you want to tape it. They really brass me off.
I think that applies to all of us up here, really, doesn't it? We all talk at the beginning and the end.
They really do.
I know, but the whole idea of us play records, really, is flipping, you know, it's all right for people to tape some of them, but, you know, you got some tunes and you think, well, I'm not going to pay this price for them and somebody can go out and tape it and they're not going to bother buying it, are they?
That's true.
Oh, no, that's true, but you shouldn't be like that.
You've got to be generous to people out there, haven't you?
Oh, okay, then. Fair enough. Yeah. Is that an hint that I talk over records to? It is, isn't it? He's having a dig at me, eh, man?
I will say one thing about the XR DJs. They do talk at the start of the record, but they always do it just over the intro. They don't clash with the lyrics. Most of the DJs don't clash with the lyrics or anything like that, and that does ruin a record.
Yeah.
And that.
Because
that really bugs me. You get Radio 1 and halfway through a record, you'll say, well, the posse's in the studio.
We've actually noticed,
Radio Certain 1 in London.
On this station, when we're playing records, we get into the beat at the beginning of the record, don't we? And we just finish talking as the singing comes on, and that's all done in your head. But on legal stations. Pardon? They have it timed. They have the CD, don't they? And it tells them how many seconds of intro there is on it, and they time themselves talking to that. So that's cheating a little bit, isn't it, that really? So you could cut, It's clever, but you could credit us in a way for doing that, couldn't you? Because we're pretty clever as well. So that's what you hate, is it?
Well, that's one of the things. But the other thing I hate is stupid advertisements on the television.
Oh, tell me about it. Oh, I can think of plenty of stupid advertisements.
Sad. So sad. Like, what was that? What's that one then?
Can you tell me what Dr. Alban's got in common with the Tampax other than... one thing that he's got in common with them. Gets right up Marley and all that. Anything else?
Yeah, you've got this stupid advertisements on the television.
Yeah.
And I talk to you like if it's stupid. It's like you can go out and buy a paper tomorrow. Yeah. What is it? Hey,
have you saw?
Come on, be
serious. Oh, hold on a bit. Taylor's up to somewhere down there. I think he's dropped somewhere. I don't know. About that advert for the Daz Ultra? Have you seen that one? He just happens. He knocks on a random door in about 3,000, and the woman just happens to be just doing the washing with the Daz Ultra. And he goes, you're using Daz Ultra as well. I mean, he was doing Mars bars the other week, wasn't he? That guy. I don't know.
You don't get this woman come to the door and say, oh, no, I dumped my old man's underwear last week. You don't get skid marks out of them. You just don't get it.
Adverts always point out the good things about things, don't they?
Stupid of them, like, what is it? Imperial leather.
Tell me.
He goes into this shower with this room, this woman. He expects her to say, "Oh, hello, I'm using Peter Levis." She's saying, "Get the hell out of here, man!"
There is some tacky. Can you think of a really tacky advert other than that you hate? Because there's quite a few that have been done out there lately, especially in the 90s as well. They've come up with some
well tacky ones.
The Barclays Bank one. What's that one about? That big settee. No, that's the Midland. That's all right, City. That's safe, City, that one. Yeah.
All them stupid people giving, I want to save when I grow up.
I'd like to say at the McDonald's advert. The one when he goes, now what do you really want out of life? And she goes, a bit chicken sandwich.
Ambi as well. That's all I lie there in bed at night thinking of McDonald's.
I was saying, what's that other one
I'll tell you something. That guy's lucky as well. If you saw him on the telly, when he walks up to that brick wall, I mean, he must be on something. You know what I mean? He looks at this brick wall, he says, can I afford to buy me that record I wanted last week? Yes. Yes, you can. This wall tells him he can afford it. What are you doing to me?
Yeah. Interesting, that, really.
It is, isn't it? That walk and talk. I don't know.
What about talk? The other advert that really brasses me off as well is that bloke and that woman. I want to enjoy the garden. What a pillock. What a pillock. His missus is there, sitting there, she's thinking, I want to go around the garden, go around the world and buy her a yacht and all this.
Yeah.
And he's going, I want to be together. What a pillock.
She don't look too impressed, does she?
Anyway.
Okay.
Who's going to go next?
Who's going to go next? Osmosis, can
I'm
you
the
think
only one who hasn't gone yet.
Yeah, we'll talk about adverts, but can you think of an advert that really gets up your nose? Something that's really, really tacky. Thinking off your head. Because I don't watch that much telly, really.
I really hate the one on the radio, the quick save one on the radio. I just go, the one goes, do yourself a favour, be a liquor saver. I really hate that.
Do you remember the advert they had ages ago? Me and Scott Davis was talking about earlier. Do you remember that? Darn Amod, King of Caravans. He's actually gone bust on Amod. Yeah, he's gone bust. Well, that's terrible, isn't it? That lion used to come on a good start. Amod, King of Caravans.
I'm devastated.
Are you depressed about that?
Yeah.
And me, which advert did you just say you didn't like?
The Liquor Save Quick Save one.
That's the one, the Liquor Save one. You've got another one?
Yeah, we don't want to know about that one. We can't discuss that.
Anyway, we're talking about put out on Excel tonight. Yeah. Well, for the time being, anyway, if you'd like to join in, 0836 793 394. Yeah. And I think we'll play a record just to space it out a little bit, okay? Don't forget the number to call again tonight once more, 0836 793 394. Logan with you until 3 o'clock, 1 hour and 35 minutes left, and until 2 o'clock tonight we're talking about basically anything at all. I didn't come prepared at all tonight. So far we've talked about really tacky adverts on the telly and pit eight of the DJs up here. What more can come? You tell me, eh? There's Mars Plastic on XR, find the way. Yeah. Okay, we've still got Wayne Taylor here. We've still got Osmosis. We've still got Mandy Tongue down the corner. We've got Scotty Dean. Did I say you already? I don't know. And we've got Mark as well. We'll be talking to those again in a very just a short while, okay? Not actually a certain subject to talk about between now and 2 o'clock, so we're just going to have a little studio chat. 0836 793 394 if you'd like to join in. And probably everybody's gone to bed by now, eh? I was nearly asleep earlier on. That one's out in your record shops at the moment. It's by Mars Plastic called Find A Way. That was Mars Plastic and Find The Way. We're back in the studio. We're looking around at the moment, and it's a little quiet in here. Things are quieting down a bit. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, what I want to ask you guys now, this is just a personal, a little interest of mine, actually. It isn't actually a chatty thing. What I want to know is what your favourite programme was when you were a kid. What was your favourite television programme when you were a youngster? Now, when I mean a youngster, I'll say from about when can you actually properly understand telly? From about 9 or 10, isn't it, really? Between 10 and 16, what was your favourite TV programme on the television? And we'll talk to Osmo Moses first, because
me.
Yeah, well,
that's because I've got the mic, isn't it?
It
really?
Was University Challenge, wasn't it? Come on, you tell me.
Jamie and the Magic Torch was good.
Oh, I remember that one. I believe it's on the. What
Jamie,
was that?
Man, well,
what was Jamie, that big dog man, called? Well, there was a big dog in that
Wordsworth.
One. Oh, that's the one. Where he used to get out, didn't he? He used to get out of his bed, pick this torch
up. Get out of the spiral.
I tell you, I think all the programs when you were a kid were drug influenced programs, because like a lot of them these days, they're all coming up on.
Especially Magic Roundabout.
Oh, especially Magic Roundabout.
Definitely.
No. So your favourite was Jamie and the Magic Torch.
That and I don't know if you remember one called the Adventure Game.
No.
Yeah. Remember that? It had this geezer on there that used to go and stuff. this some sort of thing. Yeah, and a bloke with a trumpet like thing in his ear.
Oh no, I don't remember that.
No. And they used to have a vortex at the end of it, and people used to vanish into deep space, like if they got something wrong or something.
Oh, I don't remember.
That's all
that.
I remember of it, but it was really good. Yeah, oh, they used to feed it cheese sandwiches. This thing that went. like that, basically. Anyone remember that? No? Yeah.
Anybody in here remember that one? Well, I don't remember that. One of my favourites when I was one of my favourites when I was a kid. I've got loads, but I remember one I used to watch because I've always liked music. I've always been a music. I used to watch Razzmatazz, remember that? Rah, 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 Razzmatazz. Remember when they used to run backwards and forwards? Pardon? Lisa Stansfield, that's right. Lisa Stansfield was in that before she became famous. She was a well young little presenter there, wasn't she? She was pretty ugly as well. But do you remember that Razzmatazz?
Oh, a lot of challenges there, really.
And they used to have to run down, didn't they? And run back again or something with the right answer. It was either A, B or C. You used to have to run down and make your answer and run back, and whoever got it right used to win, I don't know, a record voucher or a pen. I don't know what they used to wear. Anyway, that was one
blank checkbook and pen.
Oh, that was... can we pass the mic to Scotty D? Find out what you used to watch on the TV when he was a youngster.
Really young.
Well, in between 10 and about 16, something like that. Or maybe younger,
if you get back to just before 10, say you get back to the 70s.
Yeah.
You got things like Tiz, wasn't a Saturday morning, that was good.
Oh, classic. The Phantom Flamflinger.
Yeah. And I used to wear them big glasses.
Yeah.
And it's Lenny Henry and
Bob Calogies. Yeah, and the Dying Fly. They used to lie on the back, didn't they, to the Dying Fly, remember that?
Yeah, and the Bucket of Water song as well.
And he used to eat condensed milk sandwiches as well, remember that? He used to put loads of condensed milk on about 10 slices of bread and gob them all down at once.
And if you get up to when I was a teenager, probably Miami Vice, actually.
Miami Vice, you like that one, did you? I don't know about Miami Vice. I used to watch it a few times on the telly, but I didn't think too much of it. I think it was one of those tacky American series. Did you like that, Taylor? Miami Vice? Yeah.
If you go to kiddies cartoons, what we're talking about, like Magic Roundabout and stuff, I reckon probably Hong Kong Phooey or Mr. Ben were the best.
Oh, I remember Hong Kong Phooey, classic. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. And it was always the cat that used to do all the work, wasn't it? It wasn't Hong Kong Phooey.
It was a cat that used to pop out the drawer.
Yeah.
That was it, yeah.
The cat was the more brainy of the two. Do you remember that, Mark? You're bound to remember that one because he's the oldest out there. I'm only joking. Anything else that you quite like when you use it? Something that really tickled you, made you laugh. Something you always had to be in for when it was on.
Oh, I don't know about that. Probably Tiz was about the best, I think.
Tiz was, that was on a Saturday
always
morning.
Up early.
And there was a spin-off from that as well, wasn't that? OTT, I think it was called. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that one as well, yeah. Late Saturday night.
Yeah, I always used to remember, Mom, can I stay up? Oh, no, you get to bed now, little lope. So I was like, respect you. I used to have to go upstairs. I couldn't watch that one, but
yeah, I remember that as well.
I used to tape a few episodes. I thought that was really good, and look who we've got.
He's lucky to see the first half hour.
Yeah, he was only on half hour, wasn't he?
Was
I think so.
It's going back a long time now.
Yeah, it was mid-80s. Beginning of the 80s,
beginning
something
of the
80s, like.
Yeah,
it's definitely something like that. So those were your favourite programmes when you were a youngster?
Yeah, I should say so, yeah. I'll probably a few more, I'm a bit too tired to think of them. Best I can do, I'm afraid.
Okay then, thanks Scott. Here we go. We've got... Let's find out what this crazed maniac used to watch when he was a youngster. Delia Smith's cookery
right,
book.
Right, let me face.
Eating with Henry. Do you remember that programme while we're on the boat? Do you remember that programme that used to be on? Do you know how they used to do children's programmes in the daytime for when you was at school? Do you remember that one, Learning with Lenny? Remember Lenny the Lion?
Learning with Lenny.
Oh, can I turn the page now? Remember that one, that lion? Remember that when he used to turn the book and the big lion did? Oh, I remember that anyway.
Do you remember that one with the, there was like this white blob? It was like an outline. Words and Pictures.
Oh, I remember.
Remember that?
That?
And it was just that white outline thing that used to fly about all over the place.
Was that the...
Charlie? Oh, that was it. And
Charlie? Oh, I remember something about that. Yeah, Charlie. Words and Pictures. They used to tell you a story, didn't they? You used to have puppets in it most of the time, did it? Or cartoon sort of things? Or...
No, it was this bloke called Bob or someone like that, wasn't it? And then there was just this thing that was drawn on the screen.
I knew he'd come up with something I'd never heard of. I knew it. I was waiting for it.
I'll tell you another classic, Bod.
Oh.
Yeah, and the milkshakes. There was the milkshakes, Farmer, Barley Mow,
Aunt Flo. Aunt Flo?
Aunt Flo, yeah.
Is it banana?
Now it's strawberry.
That was a drug inspiration program, definitely.
The Giddy Game Show.
The Giddy Game Show.
Okay, there was the professor, wasn't there? There was that big monkey, and there was something. There was Giddy, wasn't he, on that little
spaceship? It
just spaceship.
Shows how old we are up here, don't it? Do you remember that in the spaceship? What was that one where they used to. Rory, Rory, tell us a story. Remember that Animal Quackers? They used to be in a spaceship.
Bungo Glory, something and Moose, wasn't it?
Rory, Rory, tell
us a story. It's 1977, that
one. Hey, behave.
What? Rhubarb, that was another one.
He always used to be in that shed for half hour, didn't he, making some deep voice.
Favourite cartoon was probably Top Cat. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, classic that.
Officer Dibble.
Oh,
and Benny. All the rest of them.
Backpuss.
We will fix it. We will bend it. We will rock it. That one. Do you remember that one? And what was that bloke's name? That Professor Waffle, wasn't it? Remember that? Yeah, 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 yeah. And Backpuss always used to be in the shop window. I bet he was well cold there. That cat was mistreated, I tell you. Yeah, that's him. Professor something, anyway, I remember that. Anything
I'll tell you a classic, okay. Rent-A-Ghost.
Oh, I remember that as well.
Oh, that was Show of the Century. That. Oh, there's Dobbin the horse. It was wicked, that was.
Oh, I remember that programme. I'm showing my
Claypole
age here.
And all. Oh.
It got a bit tacky towards the end, if I can remember
right.
It was
incredible, that programme was.
Was there anything that you really had to stay in for when it was on the telly?
What?
Something that you really had to stay in for when you were younger when it was on the telly?
Swap Shop.
No, like, I want to swap me flipping my skateboard for a dartboard or something, you know, because it ain't big enough for, I don't know, anyway. I remember that was 10 swaps he used to have each show as well. I think that was the only thing they actually swapped on the programme, wasn't it? It was called Swap Shop, but all it had was 10 swaps, and it was about 10 minutes, and no legend would used to sit there and say, I want to swap this for that, and they used to ring up, and that's all it was about, the swapping bit. All the rest of it, they just had pop stars on there and all that sort of stuff. You remember that, don't you? Oh, yeah. Look where he is now, Keith Chegwin. He's gone, isn't he? He's out.
Chickas Place Pop Incorrect. Oh, that is nostalgia, that is.
Down, da, down,
da, I really
da,
wanted
down,
to be
down.
On that programme. I wanted to jump across that moment.
Go on better than that.
What?
It's a knockout.
It's a knockout. Oh, when you have to dress up in that big head suit thing.
There's a new version out to that, is there? Well, there you go. Anything else you used to watch, Andy, while we were with you? Anything that... Do you remember
Space 1999?
Space
1999.
The one with the woman with the funny eyebrows, and she used to change into anything, didn't she? Remember
Jerry
that?
Gerry Anderson, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that was one. And it was like UFO and that kind of stuff, wasn't it? I remember that. I used to be on a Sunday afternoon. No, I used to watch it anyway. I don't know about Moonbase Alpha and all that lot. I remember it all, me. I'm well old I am. I'm getting there.
My favourites were, let me think, Starfleet. Remember that? In Terror Orcs.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That Zelda one. Is that what was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Madam Zelda. No, not Madam, just Zelda, wasn't it?
Yeah. And that Sergeant Major. Really
Thunderbirds.
They used to have it on every week, didn't they? Right, it's on ITV.
Oh, they used to watch Captain Scarlet.
Captain Scarlet.
Actually, there's some... Have you heard about that, Captain... I don't know whether you've heard anything about this, but... They're planning on putting Captain Scarlet back on the television very soon, but people are trying to ban it, Captain Scarlet, from coming back on the telly because of Colonel White and Captain Black. What they're trying to say is why, right? They're trying to make out it's racialist because the White, Captain, because White's a Colonel and Black's a Captain, and they seem to class that as racialism, so they're trying to ban putting that back on the television for some stupid reason.
That's to ban the Gollywogs, didn't they?
Yeah, that's a bit. I think that's a bit far gone, isn't it? But as for Colonel White and Captain Black, I don't think they had any. They meant anything when they invented it, did they? I don't think they. You know, it was just. Anyway, we're gonna have a talk to Wayne Taylor now.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, it has to be done. I'm sorry.
It has to happen.
It has to happen. It does.
Right. Can I just say, right?
Yeah.
The time is 5 to 5. It's time for Crackerjack.
You remember that?
With the crankies.
Stew pot. And the crack Van Dabby Dozy.
That's a good program, that was. I remember watching that when I was ye but a little kid.
What was the prize you could win now? It was a Crackerjack...
Crackerjack pen.
That was it. Oh, I used to... 35 minutes I can win a Crackerjack pen. I thought that was well worth them. The BBC's money there, I think. I think the producer of that went on to make Blankety Blank, didn't he?
Yeah.
It was the only two things he made for the BBC. He's digging dirt now somewhere.
Right. And also, on a dinner time, you used to have Chorten and the Wheelies.
Fenella.
Can anybody remember it?
Yeah. No? Hello, me over Chorten. Here. With Fenella, the witch in here. Yeah, she used to live in that, like, crooked spout thing, didn't she? That kettle,
that's right.
I don't know. I remember that.
Chorten. Butter Moon?
Oh, that baked bean can used to take off. You
that's
remember
it,
that?
Yeah. Buttermoon. No, they haven't, now.
No, I used to watch those as well. Pew, pew, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert Dibble, Grout.
Trapdoor.
What?
The trapdoor.
The trapdoor?
Don't you open that trapdoor.
Oh, no, see.
Oh, I got.
Here we go, we got Andy Young back here.
Pipkins, remember that?
Hartley Air. And Octavia. I don't know whether you remember a programme called Hickory House. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
Dusty Mop.
Yeah,
used to be that mop on the table. I don't know how the people who thought of that were well spaced out. And there was Humphrey Cushion as well. Used to be a cushion across the back of the settee, and he used to read
one.
A book in the middle of the programme like this cushion did.
I've got one. Rhubarb.
Somebody's already said
it. Rhubarb. Was it?
Rolling on to.
It's not. That's it, yeah, that's it. I was close, wasn't I? Rhubarb, what else was that?
You can tell what's influenced him, can't you?
There was Jigsaw, yeah.
Jigsaw, I don't know. Yeah, I remember that as well. We're showing our age here, aren't we?
Captain Pugwash.
I remember that, Captain Pugwash. That was one of those tacky cartoons that they used to, like, you get those Christmas, Father Christmas calendars that you pull the legs and arms up. I think that was what they was made of, weren't they? Some blokes pulling string on, like, on each end. That was good, that was Captain Pugwash.
The Clangers.
I remember that. Ooh. The Flumps.
Oh, the Flump.
Posy Flump. Hello, Posy Flump. Those little brown balls,
oh,
weren't
here
they?
Here we go.
We got a call. Probably telling me to go away, go out.
No, go away.
Oh, they've gone anyway. We're totally talking about anything tonight until 2 o'clock. We've got 20 minutes to go. We didn't actually think of a subject. So what we're talking about at the moment is what the DJs actually used to watch on TV when they were a kid. And if you're young today and you're sitting there thinking, what the heck are they on about? I've never heard of none of these programmes. Well, don't worry. We're just old-timers up here, really. I do. Remember the Spaceship Boys used to circle 3 times, didn't it, before it landed? Oh, dear. That was terrible.
All right, Roger.
And now we're going over to the oldest person.
Yeah, not so bad.
I can hear him from here. Okay.
Hello.
All right. Hang on, we put you on live, I think. All right.
Okay, then. Hello. Oh, hello. Hold on, we've got to put him to the phone. Hello. Hello. I've got it all plugged in. Hello.
Hello, Roger.
He's gone. Oh, dear. Roger. Who was he?
Roger Lewis,
if you're listening, you'd like to join in this total mayhem between now and 2 o'clock, then please do, and ring back, because he's probably one of those oldsters that remembers all the old kiddie programmes, don't he? Anyway, we're over to the oldest member of the bunch now.
Thanks, lad.
The one with the checkered blankies on his lap, it's Mark. Oh, hello, Mark. Man. What do you remember when you were a kid? Here he goes, he's going to baffle me.
One of the very first programmes I ever I can recall
was it used to be called Hammy the Hamster.
Hello. Oh my God, he's going back to more.
Hang on, we're gonna go live caller.
Okay, we've got live callers. You can hear the live call device. Hello. Hello. Oh, no. You've not gone again.
Gone?
He's gone again. I think we're having problems with
it. I think it's mobile phone. Is it on the mobile? Yeah. Oh. Mobile phone. His battery's run down.
You're not having much luck anyway. We're over to old. Oh God! Please, please, my earphones up. Please. All right. Yeah. I didn't. I'm sorry. Oh, thousand apologies. I'm very sorry. I'm getting told off here. Look, hold on a bit. That's it. I'm sorry.
Nah, used to be this program on. Oh, going back. Oh, I'm going to be about 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
And what it was, there was real hamsters. This was. And they actually went down this river in this little power boat. It's true, mate. Happy hamster of the riverboat people. It was excellent.
There's a program like that now on Sky One, isn't that? Yeah. What's his name? Dynamo Duck.
Dynamo Duck.
Oh God.
Bad ripoff.
That is
bad
good. That
ripoff.
So bad that's ripoff. One of the first things you remember. Yeah, what year was that about? Can you remember what year that was? Without
I'm
giving
going,
any
I'm
anything
going
away.
Back to 1974.
And you could actually remember this program,
oh,
could
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I could remember them,
okay,
yeah.
That was one program. Yeah. Anything else?
I can even remember the very first. When it first, I can't remember the original series, but that was it. Fireball XL5.
Oh.
And they said this really stupid character in the thing, and it's called Zuni. You know, anything you ever heard from Zuni was Welcome Home.
So I take it they're away from the planet a lot in their old old spaceship, I'll say.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Oh, right. As you do when you've got a spaceship, you know, you usually go out for a bit.
Forerunners, the Thunderbirds and all those sort of things.
Yeah. No, we haven't mentioned Doctor Who.
I watched Doctor Who for a bit, but I didn't like Doctor Who. I don't know why. I never got into that program.
Didn't you like Doctor Who?
No, I didn't like it. Really.
I'll tell you, when I used to watch it, I used to be entranced as a kid. But lately, when I've been watching it on UK Gold, it seems so tacky, doesn't it? You know, the monsters. You can see where they put the makeup and everything. You think, nah, get away from me. You know.
Yeah.
Anything.
Other programmes, really. Obviously, the obvious ones, Trumpton.
Trumpton.
Candle with Green.
Do you remember that one? I don't know. There was one where it used to come up on a music box at the beginning of the programme, and I always used to think, who is it going to be today? Is it going to be PC somebody, or is it going to be who owns the flower shop? You remember that? Camberwick Green was that?
We were talking about it the other day.
Remember when the music box came up and you used to wonder who was coming up through the music box?
Chigley.
Oh, that's it.
That was Chigley, yeah.
Was that the one where he got his personal train line, Annie, from the town hall to...
that's it, yes.
From town hall to the yard, the workyard.
That's right, yeah.
Because he was always picking...
I'll tell you what there was at the moment.
Camberwick Green, the one with Windy...
What was that windy millet?
Do 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 do
do do
Well, I want to know what's happened to Postman Pat, man. You haven't seen none of him for a bit, have we?
I think he sold his van and packed up, mate. He's moved away.
I used to enjoy that on an afternoon,
He sold his cat, sold his van, and he's gone. He's on the dole now.
I'll tell you now, anybody who is off school at this time of the day, they must tune into Channel 4. They've got to watch it, Sesame Street.
Oh, excellent. Amazing.
Big Bird.
Oh, that's been around for quite a long time. It's like American's version of Play School, isn't it? Remember Play School?
Yeah.
I always used to look through the round window. I used to love the round window. That square window did nothing for me. It was a bit boring, that square window. But I used to like the round window on there. How about Floella Benjamin's hair,
Oh, excellent.
You couldn't be...
Dreadlocks.
That was the original woman, you know.
Why don't you?
And Play Away as well.
Play Away.
I don't know.
I can remember one. They've just relaunched it to a new version of it.
Yeah.
I can remember the original version. Remember Magpie?
Magpie. I used to have annuals of that for Christmas.
Yeah. Terrible.
Oh, it used to be about three. I mean, Mum used to get me an annual of Magpie. That's I used to look at it and think, what's this for?
How about Rupert the Bear? Remember it? Rupert the Bear.
Too many friends for one day. What was that stick bloke that used to live in the woods? Remember Egerty or Haggerty, wasn't it? Too many friends for one day.
Yeah.
Do you remember Stick of the Dump? Reminds me of Rowley, actually.
Who remembers
Noddy?
Larry the Larry Toy Town.
Mr. Ernest, sir.
Hey, do you want to hear some of that?
Go on, then.
No, seriously, do you want to hear some?
What do you mean? Do I want to hear some? You're not going to do an impression of Larry the Lamb, are you?
I don't need to do an impression of Larry the Lamb.
You've got some with you?
I've got a record of Larry the Lamb.
We'll put it on for a couple of minutes if you'd like to go. Just to let everybody, all you people out there.
One story I always remember from that is Larry the Lamb. He runs up to the mayor and he goes, "Dad, this has been caught in the sausage making machine." It's an excellent.
Have you actually brought that with you in your record back, have you?
I've got that with me.
You have?
I have.
Well, I'll tell you what, just for all the listeners out there, to show you what the oldest DJ, the oldest member of the XL Posse used to watch when he was a youngster, we'll put it on for just a couple of minutes just to let you get the gist of what he used to watch, because I remember that and I'm not that old. So he's off to his record bag now. We're back to Wayne Taylor. Hello, Wayne.
Hello.
Is that somebody like...
Yes. Hang on, here we go again.
Wayne from Warsaw wants to go live. Okay, then. We'll take you live in just a minute, Wayne. It's just Wayne Taylor's just sorting out the live call device. Oh, dear. We're talking about television programmes from when you were a youngster. I don't know what we're talking about. Hello, Wayne.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Right.
What can I do for you this morning?
Well, I've got a good one for you.
You've got a good... Go on, then.
Can you remember?
Yeah.
Monkey Magic.
Oh! Is that the one where... Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
It was one of those tacky Chinese dub things, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they was on In Search of Buddha, I think that was, weren't they?
Yeah,
and
right.
There used to be that Kojak with the skirt on the horse.
Yeah.
And there was Pigsy.
Also, right,
yeah.
Do you remember the old...
The what?
Mashed potato adverts. The ones with the robot.
Oh, the mashed potato one. Oh, smash, get,
yeah.
Mash.
Yeah.
I remember those. Anything else you used to watch when you were a kid that you really used to
love? I ain't as old as you, like you said. I'm only 17, like. I'm getting way back here.
Hey, I tell you, I'm not that old, mate. I'm only 20. I'm 23. So I'm not that old, really. But if you can remember that, do you watch a lot of television, do you?
Yeah, I'm watching it now, actually.
You're watching it now? What's on anything decent on the telly at the moment?
Yeah? Oh, Riviera's on, my favourite programme.
Oh, get away. It's one of those tacky French soaps, that is, mate.
It's unreal, that programme is, mate.
So listen, generally, before you go, what was your favourite programme on TV when you were a youngster? Your favourite?
My favourite programme?
Yeah.
Probably Starfleet.
Starfleet, yeah. Which Andy Young said Starfleet, didn't he?
Yeah.
We remember Starfleet. That was some Japanese thing on it, that. Was it? Was it this country? Oh. okay then, thanks a lot. Listen, what was your name again, mate?
Wayne.
Now, listen, thanks for your call, Wayne,
yeah,
alright?
Can you play me a tune?
What would you want?
A nice big commercial on that, like.
Okay, go.
Can you play me Mr. Vane?
Mr. Vane, yeah, we've got that here, no problem. I'll sort Mr. Vane out for you.
Right.
It'll be in a moment, though, alright? Got a couple of records to play. Okay, then, it'll be after 2 o'clock.
Right,
can you hold on for that? Alright then, Wayne.
Okay,
cheers, mate. Sure, a bit, bye. That was Wayne there, he remembers Monkey Magic. We all remember Monkey Magic, don't we? Ah, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha! Cha-cha-cha! Pardon? Okay, Mark's actually got something out of his record bag for us, so are you sitting comfortably, children? We're actually going to put a couple of minutes on of this record now. It's not the sort of thing that we usually do, so don't get too used to it, please. This is what actually Mark used to watch when he was a youngster, so we're going to give it a couple of minutes spin. And this is what telly was like when we were a kid. I remember when this were all fields, me.
Is one of the most important places in Toy Town.
Oh, no, that mate.
On one side is the town hall, and right in the centre of the square, upon a tall pedestal, stands the statue of the mayor of Toy Town. One morning, as he entered the square, Ernest the policeman paused in astonishment and stared hard, for the statue of the mayor of Toy Town had been painted bright green.
Oh, Mr. Ernest!
A look at the statue of his worship over there.
Oh, Mr. Ernest, sir. It's turned green.
Turned green? It's been painted green. That's what's the matter with that. And still wet. Except for the mayor. He thought a lot of that statue, he did.
Okay, Mark actually used to watch this when he was a kid. I bet you remember this episode as well, don't you, Mark?
Of Dennis the Dachshund.
That was actually Larry the Lamb. It was around in the early 70s. We've got Mark back with us as well, so we'll keep this on for just a moment while we talk to Mark. Hello, Mark. You're back?
Hello.
Okay, then. You remember this programme, do you?
I do.
It's just a trail.
1962. No, well, you're joking. So that's what you used to listen to with a kid. I think we'll get rid of that. Can I tell you what tickled me? The beginning. Can I put the beginning on again? I love the beginning. Hold on a bit. Ha 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 ha! Okay, there, we like that one, didn't we? That was what Mark used to watch when we were young, when he was a youngster. And actually, Mark's dug some other stuff out of his bag as well. So can we have a look at that?
Track 6 on side 2.
Track 6 side 2. Let's have a look then.
I think so.
Okay, we're gonna actually test the DJs here as well, because we've got 10 minutes before the commercial break. So what I'm going to do is... come here.
You can't look.
It's cheating. What you've got to do is I'm going to play a track over here. And I want you to tell me to name that tune. I want you to tell me if you remember what program it's from, okay?
Okay.
Nice. Hold on a bit. Let's have a look here. And let's have a look what we've got. Oh, yes. We've got a good one for the first one. We're just testing the knowledge of all the XL DJs in there. No looking, no cheating, especially Osmosis, because... I think he's the youngest of the lot. He's got something on it. Okay. We've got the first one coming up in just a moment. So, Studio Posse, see if you can remember this. I'll play a bit and then you tell me afterwards, okay?
It's fun being naughty. The sun's always shining on me. And I love everybody.
Ooh, I don't remember that myself. What was that? Do you remember that?
It's my record. I can't remember that.
Oh, I tell you, hold on a bit. Let's have a look what else is on here. That, oh, hold on. I've got a classic right there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If I could just place my finger there, remember where it is.
You'll have to excuse me for this, because I've got to find it. This one's a classic. I can't find it. This isn't what's on. This is weird. No. This album isn't actually what's on here. It's got talking all the way through it, believe it or not. It's not got what it says on it.
I think they're nasty cover versions or something.
Are they nasty cover versions? Let's have a look then. We're actually going back and having a look at some of the theme tunes from teleprogrammes when we were youngsters on XL. It gets worse, doesn't it, really? Let's have a look at that again.
We will try the B-side,
because it's actually... we'll all remember this one. We were just talking about this one, folks. See if you can remember this one.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. John? Are you asleep?
Yes, Mummy.
Well, turn down the volume on the sleep talking, please. I don't know what you are.
I don't think this is actually the album it says it is.
I'm Rupert, I'm Rupert. Everyone knows my name. And if you follow me, I'll take you sailing on the Spanish Main. I'm Rupert, I'm Rupert. Everyone knows my name. Go with me wandering, and you'll be glad you came.
Oh dear, it gets worse. I don't know. That's a rip-off album, if my memory serves me correct. So that's not really any good, that one, mate. Okay, if we go straight to the lines, we should have Roger on the phone anyway. Hello, Roger.
Hello, is that Birmingham Dog's Home? Oh, it must be XL Radio then. How's it going, guys? All right?
It's close to it, mate, I tell you tonight. It's Roger Lewis, isn't it?
It certainly is, mate. Hello. I'm really tired. Just on my way back from Mirage nightclub. Tried earlier on from the mobile phone, but it didn't work. Trying to pose.
What can I do for you, Roger?
Well, nobody's mentioned the Herbert Bunch. What's going on?
It's on there.
I'm so disappointed.
I remember. Was that one of your favourites when you were a youngster?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you remember what was it now? Mr. Peasley, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, the three guys on the invisible boat. That was well
hard. Here we go. Ooh, Mr. Peasley, Mr. Peasley.
And nobody's mentioned Wacky Races as well, or Penelope Pitstop.
Oh, I remember all those as well. Wacky Races, especially, and Penelope Pitstop. It was always Dick Dastardly who was trying to get in front of the rest of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, in his dog. Give me medal.
Motley was one of my... Pardon? Yeah, he kept offering him medals if he did this and things for him. That was really shit. What was the other one? Penelope Pitstop. We all remember that
Penelope
as well.
Pitstop.
That was a classic, that one. Penelope's going over the cliff.
What was the other guy, the loony one that used to wear the caveman suit? Captain Caveman.
Captain Caveman. Oh, that was the one. He used to pull fridges out of his fur and God knows whatever else. Settees, flowers. He used to pick everything out, didn't he?
The classic stuff. He's looking classic there.
Is there anything else you used to watch when you could? Because those were all cartoons. How about Summer? Was there anything that you really enjoyed when you were a kid that you had to stay in for, Roger?
Blue movies. Tears Was probably about the best one. Yeah. I remember my dad always used to say, like on a Saturday morning, come on, watch Tears of War. I said, I don't want to watch Tears of War. You're bloody going to watch Tears of War. It's like about, a ritual every Saturday morning, watch Tears of War.
It's about time they bought that back as well, I tell you. I reckon they get a good audience if they bought that programme back, I reckon.
Chris Tarrant's pretty good as a presenter.
He's gone to doing commercials now, Chris Tarrant. He doesn't do anything decent on the telly now, does he?
No, but I used to enjoy Tears of War. I'm trying to remember the other ones on the Saturday morning. I remember Space 1999.
Oh, I remember that as well. That was a classic, that was. I used to be well into that.
And UFO on the Sunday lunchtime. I heard you mention that one. Yeah, always watch that.
UFO. What else was that? You remember Lost in Space?
No, I don't remember that one. Stingray.
I remember. I used to fancy that what's her name? That
Marina.
Yeah, that Marina. She was all right. Like, she got there's something. I think it was that big tail or something. I don't know, but she it was someone that turned me on about that woman.
Yeah, that was.
Do you remember Wurzel Gummidge, Roger?
Wurzel Gummidge. Isn't that white tail? Oops.
You put a word after job, but you ran a word after. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that. I'm not trying to show my age, I'm, of course, I'm only 17 years old.
Oh, of course.
I wouldn't remember these sort of things. Oh, they're of course. All on video.
So. Okay, then. You've been taught, have you, that people have brought you about? You're watching all those. Okay. Listen, Roger, have a good night, all right, mate?
Yeah, mate.
Okay, and thanks for your call as well, all right.
See you later.
Thanks for that, Roger. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, right, that was Roger Lewis on the line, just telling us what he used to watch when he was a kid anyway. And let me just tell you, this is all totally off the top of my head tonight, because I didn't actually have a subject. We'll play a tune, and then we'll take a commercial break, okay? Okay, so you found out a little more about the XL DJs tonight. Last week we found out what they thought about pirate radio itself, and what they thought the advantages and disadvantages were. This week we've actually found out what the craze people used to watch when they were younger. I wonder what it's going to be now. Oh dear. 0836 793 394 if you'd like to give us a call at the station. This one taking us up to the commercial break tonight. It's from the Beat System. It's called To a Brighter Day. Monday morning on Exile. Is definitely chilling out for a Monday morning. Exactly 1 hour left of me tonight, and that was the Beat System To a Brighter Day. Actually standing in for DJ Kid this evening yet again, who's actually ill in hospital at the moment. So Kid, if you're listening, please do get better soon, okay? That's from all the posse here, which does consist of Mark, of course Wayne Taylor, Osmosis, also Scotty D, and Mandy Tongue as well. He's still here. 0836 793 394. It's time for a commercial break on Exile. And we'll be back after that with another chat with the studio posse as well. The music power station for the 90s.
XR 105. Fancy a good night out or maybe a lunchtime meal? Then why not come to Dapper's Wine Bar in Wolverhampton Street, Dudley? We're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till 2:30 in the daytime and from 7 till 11 p.m. in the evenings. Our current special offers include £1 per pint from Monday till Thursday, and don't forget you can buy two lunches for the price of just one. Yes, that's right, two lunches for the price of one. Monday nights also includes an exclusive offer to ladies only where you can purchase drinks for just 60 pence. We have a DJ for every night of the week playing the best in dance music. Tuesdays is our soul night and Thursdays is our ladies night. And also, ladies, don't forget, on Tuesday the 14th of September from 8 till late, it's the ladies party night featuring the Ann Summers Roadshow with the Broadway Bells drag act and the Eddie Richards Party Disco, as well as a special drinks promotion. Tickets are now available for £2.50. So why not pop into Dapper's Wine Bar for entertainment at the right price? Dapper's Wine Bar, Wolverhampton Street, Dudley. Want to know how to get the hottest tunes around? Then go to the Dance Music Specialists at Main Attraction Records, 5 Albion Parade, Wall Heath, King Swinford. They're open every day of the week except for Wednesdays from 10 a.m. through to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. through to 6 p.m. All major credit cards accepted, so why not pop into Main Attraction Records, 5 Albion Parade, Wall Heath, King Swinford. Taxis, taxis. Do you need a taxi? Then Fastline Taxis are the people you can rely on. For King Swinford and Maryhill, phone 0384 404040. And for Dudley and Stourbridge, phone 0384 444444. We offer special rates on journeys to Birmingham Airport with prices as low as £16 from Dudley, Sedgley and Maryhill. Fastline Taxis offer a fast and friendly service at low competitive prices. So don't forget, when you need a taxi, phone Fastline Taxis on 0384 404040 or 0384 444444. Fastline Taxis.
Carline Entertainments is the agency you need to fulfill all of your entertainment requirements, from the funkiest DJ to the most soulful singer. Carline Entertainments can supply them all. So for further information, give Carline Entertainments a call now or anytime on 0836 66 0836. That's Carl on 0836 66 0836. You can call that number anytime, 24 hours a day. So make sure you call Carline Entertainments, the entertainment agency for the 90s.
Europe's biggest radio station, XR Radio.
Okay, we're back after the commercial break, and let me just say, hold on, that's my jingle. That's me. Anyway, as I was saying, we were talking about favourite T3 brokers before the game break. The blokes have come up with a load more since then as well, but there's something else I want to ask you guys now. Even more nostalgic than the last couple of questions. We're going to go to Wade Taylor for this. What was your favourite toy when you were younger? Now we all used to have flipping toys for presents, and when we used to go out with our mum, I'm not going home until you buy me this. I'm not coming out the shop until you buy me this toy. I want it now. It
Lego.
Lego.
Space Lego.
Space Lego.
Yeah. That, with the little men with the helmets.
That was your Lego was your favourite toy as a youngster.
Lego.
I never used to be one for Lego. I remember Meccano. Meccano was. It was for the more.
Yeah.
They still make that as well, don't they? It's really advanced now, Meccano, isn't it? They make trucks and all sorts of. Yeah, it used to be pretty simple when it was.
When it first started,
they thought, oh, we'll make this a bit more taxing, like, because we've got Lego to compete with here, so we'll start making all these things. Oh, no, I'll never get the gist of that. Do you remember, one of my favourite toys when I was younger was an Evel Knievel.
You used
to get the red handle and wind it up, didn't you? And he used to be like some stiff on a bike, wasn't he, really? I mean, if Evel Knievel was like that, pity him, man. He rigor mortis. And he used to wind him up and he used to go on. No wonder he never crashed if he was like that on his bike, I tell you. No, nerves of steel, that guy, and in Evel Knievel, eh? He didn't. An inch when you drove him off that thing, and I used to ram him over benches and house bricks and everything, I tell you. And the guy used to live. It amazed me. Anyway, do you remember that?
Yep. And also the $6 million man with the eye and the arm, what used to come up like when he used to pump his back.
I remember that. I think it was an engine. It was supposed to be on it.
Yeah.
He had that tacky red tracksuit on. I think that was an Adidas one. I tell you, oh, I don't say anything. I reckon that was an Adidas tracksuit.
Yeah. Huh?
You could, oh, yeah, through the back of his eye. It was like a magnifying glass, that one.
I've still got one of them, but don't tell anyone.
Have you really?
I have, yeah.
Do you remember, they also made an enemy of him as well. I can't think what his name was, but yeah, he used to change his masks, didn't you? Yeah, I remember that. I used to have that. Would he explode? Oh, yeah, and all his arms and legs come off and everything.
I've got him as well.
You've got him as well? Yeah. Those are worth something now, you know.
Eh?
Those are worth something now, Taylor. Those
yeah, probably am, actually.
Anything else that you used to have when you was a kid? Any games that you used to...
any board? Perfection. Things like that. Connect Four.
Guess who?
Battleship, wasn't he? Was it Battleship?
I'll tell you something. Battleship.
And all them. And, like, I better not say too much because, like, I'll just, like, use them all considering you're going around all the studios. So okay, I'll give everybody else a turn.
Your favourite toy was Lego.
Lego or the $6 million man.
So you're telling me, right, listen to this.
A toss between
Taylor,
them
two. Taylor, say, Taylor
I don't
was,
care.
Listen to this. Taylor, 6 years old, right, he's lying in bed Christmas Eve. You're telling me you were lying there thinking, I hope I'll get a bucket of Lego when I wake up in the morning. You're telling me, right, you used to lie in bed and say, I hope I'll get a nice big bucket of Lego for when I wake up in the morning.
Did you know something with Lego? You used to get like these kits and it's all like red bricks for a house.
Yeah.
And you mix it all up and next time you build your own house, it'd all be like a blue brick, a yellow brick. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's all different colours.
They used to put so many colours in from each thing. I used to like the blokes as well that they used to put on there. Anyway, we spoke to Wayne Taylor and he looked forward to Lego when he woke up Christmas morning. So there you go. It just shows what he had when he was young, I suppose.
I really want some Lego.
Oh, here we go. Osmosis, what was your favourite toy? Because bearing in mind that Osmosis is not as old as the rest of us.
No, I'm younger than I look.
He's
on
in his teens anyway, let's say anyway, that. He's in his more later teens.
We were discussing this one in the car earlier. Buckaroo.
Ah, I remember Buckaroo. Classic. I remember Buckaroo.
Classic.
No, I remember that.
If anyone doesn't remember, it was basically this plastic donkey thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you used to pull it down on a spring, yeah? And and you could put different weights on it and stuff. And everyone took it in turns to put a weight on. And, like, eventually, like, you put one on and that would, like, be it. It would just have had enough, like, and it'd flick them all off, like. And I think you either won or something or lost or something. If that was you, you probably lost.
Yeah, when he buckarooed, you'd actually
like,
lost. When
everything
he...
off.
Yeah, when
you used to make a right mess, though.
Yeah.
You used to, like... throw all the plastic bits like against the wall. Like.
And there was Jaws as well, wasn't that? That was similar along the
same
lines as Jaws.
I remember that. Yeah, I had that as well. I think I demolished it after about a week or so.
It was handy to cut cheese, I tell you. If you put, if you ever tried to put a piece of cheese in Jaws's mouth and then, you know, whack him with the hook over his. That was it. Nice, good slice of cheese there. Anyway, that was a little helpful tip for tip for the kitchen from Logan. If you've got an old Jaws up the loft, get it down and cut your cheese with it. Excellent stuff, I tell you. Took it from me. Anything else when you were a youngster?
I don't know, I'll tell you when I stop laughing. Lego, yeah, that was
another
one.
Lego freak.
Like Scott Davis says, yeah, it was multicoloured boxes and houses and stuff like. And,
yeah, I remember. Lego.
One big box, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It was like a big plastic tub I had. It was all Lego and it. I had like Lego people and stuff
I'll
like that. The whole lot.
Tell us now exclusively. Did you ever have a Tonka toy?
Yes, I got a couple,
and did you
actually.
Did you ever try to stamp that Tonka toy to bits? Did you ever try to tread on it,
no,
throw it to
like,
the wall?
No, but when I got a little older, I used to get really violent with my Lego.
Yeah.
I used to put nails through it and stuff like to make it stick together.
Lego was pretty indestructible as well, isn't it? You could tread on that for all you could.
Not when you put a nail through it, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, well, not when you put, of course. I didn't actually try that. I didn't play with nails when I was a youngster, so I was a bit more. Did you have a chemistry set?
Yes, I did, and an electronics one, surprisingly enough.
Oh, that was all right.
One of them that build your own AM radio transmitter ones.
I never had a chemistry. All I had was a tub of bicarbonate of soda and some vinegar. Do you remember when you used to mix those two together and it used to froth up? That was about as far as I got to
I bet that was really exciting.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I think it was more exciting if you got some magnesium like and set it on fire. Like, that was more like, that was better. That was much better.
Tell us, you know when you used to go to bed on Christmas night, like we said, he woke up in the morning wishing he'd got a little tub of Lego there for him. Like,
I used to like wish I'd got a new stereo or something.
A new stereo?
Ever since I was really young, I've always been into stereos and music.
I bet you had one of those record players with the little disco lights on, didn't you? Come on, I bet you had one of those.
No, I had a separate set of disco lights, which is even more sad.
Oh, God, that gets worse.
That's even more sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Anything else?
What?
Anything else? Toy voice. Pardon? Action
I
Men.
I had all the usual lot. Yeah, yeah.
Action Men.
Yeah, when I was really young. That was really young, that.
Eagle Eyes Action Man.
All the usual stuff when I was young, though. Downfall, Connect Four. we're going to be talking about board games now, aren't we?
Yeah.
And Frustration. You remember that one? With the dice in the middle and all the little plastic things. That's it. Yeah.
I used to have real fun with that.
Do you remember Mousetrap? I don't know if anybody ever had Mousetrap. That was still going, that Mousetrap. It's some of the stuff that from ages ago is still going strong. And some of the stuff they ban because, like, they come, I don't know with it, but in those days you could get away with doing things with toys and making them like more, you know, the toys then that then days were more dangerous than they actually are nowadays. There's more safety towards toys nowadays. I mean, I don't know if you remember. Do you know Batman? Do you remember the Bat car? They used to do a little metal version.
Oh
of
yes,
car.
I had that. I've actually that? Still got that.
Do you remember
yeah.
that razor thing that used to come out the back of the Bat
car?
That
right.
really sharp little knife thing that used to come out. That was well violent. That was. I tell you,
there's
no
still
chance
got
they make
that.
Them nowadays.
I've
they?
Still got that. It's my number one weapon.
Cut yourself to shreds with one of them little Batmobiles. I'll tell you.
Yeah, I think what it was, they were hoping Wayne Taylor would like buy one or something or get bought one. So. Oh, he did. Oh,
he
right.
drives one. That's it. Yeah, that's good enough, I think we'll Taylor have a word with. So, your favourite toy? What was it overall? Generally, when you were younger, your one favourite toy?
Stereo.
A stereo.
Probably.
Oh,
yeah.
fair enough.
Always has been.
A
yeah.
screwdriver in the back of a stereo. Then you
still oh, yeah,
to
yeah.
mess about with little parts and components. Yeah. No.
Maybe.
All right then. Over to Scott Davis. Here we go with Scott Davis. What was your favourite toy when you were younger?
Well, there's quite a few. I mean, you got the Lego and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the Action Man.
Yeah.
What hasn't been mentioned? Do you remember Plasticine?
Oh, do I remember Plasticine?
You get loads of Plasticine. And like, you all mix it up, it all goes grey, doesn't it? Yeah. You're this big mound of grey.
Did you ever have one of those Beatrix Potter's moulding sets with the paints? And you used to pour in the clay. Was it clay or what was it? Plaster of Paris, that was it.
So osmosis is just falling over. I don't know what I mentioned. Remember those Play-Doh things? Those like monster men, and you used to turn this thing and the air used to come out.
Oh, yeah. Those? Barbershop one, it?
Something like that.
Play-Doh barbershop.
The monster one I had, like.
Oh, the monster one you had.
Like
oh.
Frankenstein head or something.
I only had the barber one. I couldn't afford the monster. I don't think I could afford the monster one. Anything else that you...
Thinking of board games, remember Hungry Hippos?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember four of them on a board. One that
was it? Yeah,
grab
it. We used to get mad like.
Yeah.
See how many balls you get in there.
I remember that. I tell you something. I had some freaky toys when I was a kid. I tell you. I'm trying. No, nothing like that. Nothing pink or nothing like that.
I used to like the Corgi and the Dinky toy cars as well.
Oh,
those.
I'll tell you something. If anybody's listening, they've got Corgi and Dinky toys. They're worth a fortune now. I tell you, aren't they? Because I used to do a lot. Have you got some? You've got all. Have you still got? Are you one of those people that keeps them all up the loft? Am you? You've got loads of old.
A big plastic bag in the loft somewhere.
Oh gosh, I love.
And those big robots who used to fire them rockets and stuff.
Oh yeah, I remember them robots as well. The ones you used to. What was the one you used to?
Yeah, used to fire plastic rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah, this big arm that come up and you need to press this button and you need to fire like plastic rockets across the room.
Oh, I remember them. Oh no. Anything else that you used to like when you were a kiddie?
Well, loads of things, but I mean, it's just too much now.
Yeah, there's loads of toys.
Randy. Mr. Okay. Tongue himself.
Oh, he'll come up with something I've never heard. I've watched him. Some action man that used to flip in nods and out of the gardening for you. Here we've got Andy Young here now. He's got
I'll tell you, I mean, the big thing I always used to look forward to at Christmas was like...
The dinner? I don't want me presents, Mum. I just want me dinner sorted out.
I've got to say, I was immensely fat when I was younger. I was a ball when I was younger.
Oh yeah, in a pair of socks or something. Oh, yeah.
No, I always used to have some Star Wars stuff, right?
Oh, amazing!
And I always used to have an adamant tape or something. And I'm being honest here. I used to
love adamant. I used to be a big fan of adamant when I was younger.
Adamant was incredible.
I always used to walk down my stairs singing Prince Charming, you know, when I got up in the morning, Prince Charming. Anyway. I think I did one of the time. I think he was at school with a piece of chalk, actually, you know.
I'll tell you another thing. Do you ever remember... you used to get some rubbish for Christmas, like a horror makeup set.
Oh.
Do you remember them, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you get the blood, and it just stain all your clothes, and you never get it out. Right. And you get them scars, which you're meant to put on your face.
I remember
right?
them, yeah.
And because, like, you're an incompetent, like, seven-year-old at the time, right? You go and shove basically the whole lot of the rubber into this mould thing, right? and then you put it in the freezer, like. And then, like, you get it out of the following time.
He's getting well carried away here, I tell you.
It looked like sticking this on.
I take it you had a good time when you were a kid then, Andy.
Oh,
If you can have that much fun with a makeup set, God.
And he used to walk about going, "Mom, look how good this is." And it was this piece of transparent rubber, right?
I take it, he likes that.
Sticking this tart on your face.
Oh, God.
And you paint it in a bit, and then you'd put some of your own Crayola crayons onto
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cry.
Did you ever have a Spider-Man mask or a Batman mask? One of those tacky plastic ones you used to
get? I used to walk about in the streets with them.
I remember them, the Batman ones and the Spider-Man.
I was really under the delusion that people thought I was really
the Spider-Man. Arlo, I'll climb up your balcony, love, and save your cat. Oh, I remember all that when I was a kid. Did you ever have a Paul Daniels magic set for Christmas?
No.
I've got a card set. A card set, similar. Yeah, yeah.
I did have a magic set, and like, you could never suss any of the tricks because they were too complicated.
Oh, yeah, definitely when you were younger as well.
And the only one I ever basically sussed is the one where you get the magic wand and you make it look like it's bending, you know, the one where you do that. Like, I had this 20 quid magic set and it was meant to have about 200 tricks in it, and all I could do was...
The kiddies' parties when they used to have a magician there. And all he used to do was do like tricks with balloons, like McDogs and stuff, had balloons.
Yeah. And he used to have that tin of beans, and they'd take the top off, and like you'd get like a big explosion of.
Yeah, someone would spring out at your head. Anyway, then the more novelty thing, what about like your favourite actual toys? Things you used to sit there for hours and play. I know your makeup set on that, I know your old Andy likes his makeup, but anything else that you used to like when you were a youngster?
No, it was definitely Star Wars or a bit of Lego.
A bit of Lego.
I did used to like a game of something like Mr. Pop.
Remember
that, or
Mr. Pop, I don't remember.
Mr. Pop, it was basically not Buckaroo. Or Perfection. Perfection, that was another game.
Perfection, I like.
You know, where you're playing Perfection. You must be slow. And you put all the pieces on the board, right? And like, I never did it. And I'd like play for hours, you know, trying to suss it, and then like all the pieces would fly off. And then they'd go into the armchair, and you'd never see half of them again, you know.
So he was in. That's what Andy Young was into when he was a kid.
Operation.
Oh, how about do you remember Buzz Off?
Buzz Off, yeah.
Buzz Off. You used to have to go around that thing without it touching the side.
Into a battery, wasn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah. Used to give you a heart attack.
I could never do it. Another one was Dentist. Do you remember that one?
I think so. Dentist.
Top Trumps. Oh, I used to love playing that on the bus when I was going swimming to Brawley Hill Baths or somewhere like that. It's all coming out now, isn't it? Oh, yeah, I always had the dinosaur ones, all the bikes. Yeah, and you go.
You had Godzilla or King Kong in your pack,
Did you ever, I don't know about you, but did you ever have stingy like aunties or uncles who used to send you for Christmas one of these like Dairy Milk chocolate machines, and they used to have little chocolates in, and you used to have to put your 2 pence in to get the chocolates, you know what I mean? I thought that was pretty.
Yeah.
Packet of opal fruits, 3 quid like for them three. I tell you, I don't know when it gets worse. I used to look forward to that on Christmas. I used to be sick of chocolate after a couple of days. I couldn't eat it. I just couldn't eat after. I think Andy Young liked his Christmas dinners as well, didn't you? You loved those old turkey sandwiches for tea.
I was grossly obese when I was young. You know, if you imagine like...
And I'll take it you had a computer when you were younger, of course.
I didn't have a computer until later on, actually. No, I was too much into my Star Wars at the time and like playing and pretending that I was something, you know. I was one of these strange kids.
Did you used to make a camp in your bedroom or somewhere in your house, like a little camp that you used to hide away?
I used to love making camps, yeah, you know. You make one out of your bed, you get like a few toilet rolls stuck together and sort of make a sort of tent out your sleeping bag or whatever.
I used to make one behind the settee and play with all my toys in there. I thought that was amazing. Anyway... That's what Andy Young likes. So your overall favourite toy when you were younger is either Lego or Star Wars figures.
I would say Star Wars figures. Star Wars did.
They're classic Star Wars figures, and we used to be well into them. I like those. You got all the ships.
I got them out the other day, actually.
Millennium Falcon.
Also, the Millennium Falcon and everything.
Did you ever draw faces on it and stuff?
Yeah, the toilet roll. Draw a face on it. Yeah, I used to go into detail. I used to cut out a leg and all sorts of things and then stick some arms on. Yeah.
used to do the works.
Okay, we're talking about favourite toys in the studio. If you'd like to call us and tell us what your favourite toy was when you were young, nothing dirty, of course. 0836 793 394. We're here for another 40 minute show. I think we'll chat for another 10 minutes and then we'll play 30 minutes of music just to get yourself settled down for a Monday morning, eh? Because I suppose half of you are asleep or your eyes are just half open like that. Especially after Andy Young's little bit he did then. He got carried away with his toys, didn't he? He liked his toys when he was younger. Did you ever have people come to, oh, I'll swap you that for this? Did you ever swap your toys? And I used to swap something stupid like three. Somebody used to give me three marbles, and I used to give them my fort with all the soldiers in. You know, I was like that when I was younger. If I like these marbles, I have my fort and my soldiers. Like, I don't care. I don't want them. Do you remember a thing that I used to have when I was little? It was called Big Tracks. Do you remember Big Tracks?
Big Track. It went forward and it
yeah,
went.
Yeah. Used to program it. Yeah.
It went back.
Big Tracks.
I'll tell you another thing.
Yeah, yeah. Or the paper or something, yeah. Or, you know, if you wanted an apple from the bowl, you know, your mum used to get up for no reason, because the Big Tracks could go and get you this apple, I tell you, but your mother used to get up and say, look, I'll put this apple in this Big Tracks for you and I'll send it. And you used to sit there and watch this Big Tracks coming, oh, God, look at it, it's coming to me. I used to whop this apple down in one.
Do you remember that thing called Stop Boris? It was like this big
spider.
It was a big spider, yeah, and it used to come towards you.
Yeah.
Oh, it used to scare poo out of me. I had it for me and I could never play with that.
The Purple People Eater as well. There was something
Purple People Eater. I never used to play the game because I thought it was rubbish. Yeah. But like, there was you had some, I don't know, mechanical thing, and then you had that rubber Purple People thing over the top.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to take that off and put it over my head and pretend I was like the monster. I mean, I had more fun with the boxes and like bits and pieces, and you know, I could make more interesting things out of the packaging of the toys than I could with the toys themselves.
Oh, God.
Rubber skeletons.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I remember those. I'm trying to think of the other things as well. Cause did you ever have, I can't remember what they were called, but they were like a big orange bouncy thing, and they used to have two ears.
Space hopper.
A space hopper, that was right. Did you used to have one of those in your back garden?
Oh, definitely.
Like?
Yeah.
You used to have races with your mates, I tell you. It's amazing what you, because you think of it now and think, no, good God, but when you were younger, you really used to enjoy these toys.
I didn't used to play on it that much, because I couldn't really get the hang of space hopping, because you didn't seem to get anywhere.
Yeah.
But I mean, I did used to make him into my special friend.
Did you ever used to have a playhouse when you were younger? I don't anything. You
I had a wigwam.
I had a wigwam as well in my back garden. I used to sleep. Well, I tried to sleep in anyway. There wasn't much room in them, was there? Really, 2 feet I think it was from side to side. They were terrible. Anything else? Anybody can remember that we haven't spoken about? No, I'm just trying to think of something I used to like when I was a kid. I couldn't afford much of me. I used to have a Rubik's Cube, like, and that was it for Christmas, I think. Those Rubik's Cubes, you really used to tax me. I used to sit there for hours and hours, and when the book came out, you know, I could do the Rubik's Cube now, you know, I can. That was cheating. Yeah, then we're... They still sell them nowadays as well, about 99 pence, I think they are. Did you have a Rubik's Cube, Taylor? Did you have a Rubik's Cube? You probably had a nude woman on it, didn't you? You had to make it to where all the parts was. Oh, we don't want to. Nah, we won't have a dirty joke about Rubik's Cubes, please. Okay, so what we've gone through tonight is pet hates of the people in the studio. We've also found out what their favourite TV programmes were when they were younger, and we also found out what their favourite toys are as well. So it probably wasn't that interesting to you, but I think we've enjoyed it up here a little bit, haven't we? Anyway, we've got our memories into gear, and Osmosis is yawning. I think he's got his undies pulled up too tight, so you can pull him down a bit, mate. 27 minutes after 2 o'clock, I think we'll play a record and take a commercial break after that, okay? taking you back to last year with that one, Maddie's Power. It's called Your Love. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed the show for the last hour and a half anyway. We've done a little reminiscing on XR for a Monday morning. And actually, my voice is going as well. At least I've got a week off until next Saturday, eh? Don't forget the phone lines are still open if you'd like to call us. We'll take a few dedications and requests between now and 3 o'clock. 0836 793 394. Probably there's a load of games and toys that we haven't covered tonight. So if you remember some that we haven't actually mentioned in the studio, if you'd like to call us back and tell us about it, okay? 0836 793 394 100.5 until 3 o'clock this morning. And I'll tell you, my voice is definitely going one big way. Exactly 2:30 on XL and time for a commercial break.
The music power station for the 90s.
In today's fast-moving world, more and more emphasis is placed on being in constant contact with customers, clients, friends and family. Imagine the benefits of being in touch with a world of high-tech communications whenever and wherever you want. At home, in the car, in the office or in the street. Euro Communications can keep you in touch with a full range of car, transportable and hand-portable phones, all at unbeatable prices, including our offer on Panasonic F1 hand-portables for just £90 and the brand new Fujitsu flip phone for just £120. So for more details or to get into the essential world of constant communication, contact the professionals now. That's Euro Communications at Haywood House, 40 New Road, Stourbridge, or call us on 0384 444 377. That's 0384 444 377. Euro Communications, 40 New Road, Stourbridge.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve. How's it going? I'm Lisa.
Not too bad, actually. Thanks, Lisa.
Don't be bored. Call it online.
What's the number then?
0898-26-26-26 or 0898-23-23-23. 48 per minute at peak rate and 36 per minute at all of the times. All calls are recorded for you.
TechnoZone in the Merry Hill Centre is the place for the latest Amiga, Super NES, PC and Mega Drive game software at more affordable prices. We also have an exchange service where you can swap your current game software in exchange for different or newer games. And don't forget, if you mention that you're an XR listener, we'll give you an instant 5% discount on all purchases. So when it comes to game software, the only place to go is TechnoZone at Spencer's in-store next to Asda in the Merry Hill Centre. Or call us on 0384 480 820. TechnoZone, the number one for computer and console games. Does a weekend of broadcasting by Exile FM leave you wanting more? If so, then be sure to read the Exile Update. It's the listener's information pack published monthly to tell you everything you wish to know about the UK's hottest music station. It gives you the lowdown on Exile Radio past, present and future. It includes a full copy of the current schedule and it features a profile on one of your favourite Exile presenters. But above all, it will only cost you £1. So if you wish to obtain a copy of the Exile Update, telephone 0836 866 000. That's 0836 866 000. Advertising with the nation's favourite music station can transform your company's image. So for details of our custom-made packages and our very competitive rates, please call Exile FM now on 0836 793394. That's 0836 793394.
Europe's biggest radio station, Exile Radio.
Let's do it.
Okay, we're back onto the commercial break. We're taking you through until 3 o'clock and my voice is going really slowly. It is. Play some rain tunes between now and 3 o'clock, okay? And at that time, we do have closed down. 0836 793 394. Standing in for DJ Kid tonight and we just basically have talked about anything over the last hour and 30 minutes. It doesn't actually mean anything. Senseless stuff. But we'd enjoy it up here anyway. As I say, 30 minutes of rain between now and 3 o'clock. Hold tight, okay? This is Exile.
do it.
Tune that one from SMT. And not too much talking between now and 3 o'clock, okay? Gonna play some nice rave tunes for you. And there's Scotty D. Scotty's Follow the Bear Code as well. Off Moister, mate. Nice one. Excellent FM 100.5. Logan taking you through. Hello, hello, sailor. As I say, the phone lines are still open if you like to call us. You know the number, please do call us now. It's chaos up here. How can everybody be so awake at this time of the morning, I tell ya. As I say, keeping it nice and ravey until 3 o'clock. If you like me better at the moment, just lying there thinking, oh, I'm tired. Don't worry, not long to go now, okay? One of my favourite groups that was Technotronic ages ago. I used to love their stuff. Yeah, well.